process. The fact of the matter was, I knew far too little about Walt Disney Productions.
So, Mr. Eisner, the interviewer would have said, what did you think of Snow White?
I never saw it, would be my answer.
Oh, really?
Then tell me, how did you feel about Sleeping Beauty?
Never saw it, I would embarrassingly respond.
The questions would continue, but eventually the conversation would reveal that I never saw a Disney film until I was an adult, and I would also have to admit I had never seen The Wonderful World of Disney on Sunday nights. I could have talked about Broadway musicals from my youth, like South Pacific or Carousel or Oklahoma or Kiss Me Kate or Where's Charlie or The King and I, or television from my childhood like Hopalong Cassidy or The Milton Berle Show or Howdy Doody. But not Disney. And I was not really like Walt. That could have hurt me in the interview process. It's not that I came from Paramount or ABC, from Hollywood, if you will, but my entire background was different. Walt came from the heartland, from Chicago and Kansas. I came from New York City. Walt was in the majority, a Christian. I was a minority, Jewish. Walt lived in homes, on farms, in the American community. I lived in an apartment. Walt walked to public coeducational school, down dirt roads, across pastures, avoiding dogs and bulls and bullies. I walked down Park Avenue to 78th Street, past red lights and candy stores and bullies, to Allen Stevenson, a private boys' school where I had to wear a tie. I ate dinner every night with the full family served by candlelight, with my tie still on. I suspect Walt did not. Once at Disney, Eisner had to absorb quickly the basic elements of the Walt story. Disney had always held itself aloof from Hollywood, its glamour and hedonism, its star system and cutthroat deal-making. Immigrants from Eastern Europe and New York City had created Paramount and the other big Hollywood studios. Walt and his older brother and business partner Roy grew up on a Missouri farm, without electricity or indoor plumbing. An idealized view of life in rural middle America at the turn of the century, the sleigh rides, church socials, farm animals, and trips to the general store permeated Walt's imagination, showing up repeatedly in Disney films, and especially at Disneyland, where Main Street was modeled on downtown Marceline, Missouri, Walt's hometown. After the family farm failed, Walt's father moved the family first to Kansas City, then to Chicago, where Walt took lessons at the Chicago Museum of Art. He astounded his pragmatic father when he announced in 1919 that he'd decided it would be easier to make a living as an artist than an actor, his other ambition. He moved back to Kansas City, was rejected for a job as a cartoonist at the Kansas City Star, and found work at the Kansas City Slide Company, which made ads that were inserted before feature films at movie theaters. He and his friend and fellow artist Ub Iwerks created Walt's first primitive one-minute cartoons. Emboldened by promises from a New York distributor, they founded their own company, Laugh-O-Gram Films, which went bankrupt when they never got paid. Walt came to Los Angeles in the summer of 1923, and later that year asked his brother and Iwerks to join him in a fledgling animated film business. Roy put up most of the money and managed the business. In 1925, Roy's girlfriend Edna came from Kansas City to marry him. Lillian Bounds joined the company, first as a painter on cartoons.